for meal times, then, like your potatoes, your other veg, that they'd all be homegrown, would they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Salads, cabbage is common.
Yeah.
And
was there a particular variety of potato that was popular?
Well, what they used to, I always remember potatoes were very problematic because you had the famine. Well, I didn't realise until recently, until about 1900, there was no way of stopping blight.
Mm.
So what they had to do was change the variety of potatoes. And if you ask my grandfather, Richard, what age are you? He'd say, I was born in 1880, the year of the champion Pratie, which was, they apparently introduced as champion Pratie, which is more blight resistant. Now, I've grown champions because they still exist in seed servers and places like that. And they're a lovely potato, but they're extinct now because they've recessed eyes.
Oh,
the eyes are and people don't like digging. You know, they have to dig, they go into the hole in the potato and dig up the eye. But the old people used to talk about white flowers. Now, some people call them white flowers. They were epicures.
Yes,
they were a new potato. You'd dig them in June. You'd have them for about 2 or 3 weeks. They were good croppers. I tried to grow them, but I found the slugs were very fond of them. Like you get volume and all the rest of it. But after, you'd have them for about a month. And then the tradition was that on the Reek Sunday, the day they all climb Kilpatrick, which is usually the last Sunday in July, that they'd go for the first bucket of main crop potatoes.
All right, okay.
So you'd have the epicures.
They would keep you going until the
main
crop.
And then the hens and the pigs got them.
Right.